We look on past ages with condescension as a mere preparation for us. But what if we're only an afterglow of them? J.G. Farrell, The Siege of Krishnapur. Author's note. A few years before the birth of Christ, a biography of the Roman orator and statesman Cicero was produced by his former secretary, Tiro. That there was such a man as Tiro, and that he wrote such a work, is well attested. "Your services to me are beyond count," Cicero once wrote to him. "In my home and out of it, in Rome and abroad, in my studies and literary work." He was 3 years younger than his master, born a slave, but long outlived him, surviving, according to St. Jerome, until he reached his 100th year. Tiro was the first man to record a speech in the Senate verbatim, and his shorthand system, known as Notae Tironianae, was still in use in the church in the 6th century. Indeed, some traces of it, the symbol ampersand, the abbreviations etc., NB, IE, EG, survive to this day. He also wrote several treatises on the development of Latin. His multi-volume Life of Cicero is referred to as a source by the first-century historian Asconius Pedianus in his commentary on Cicero's speeches. Plutarch cites it twice. But, like the rest of Tiro's literary output, the book disappeared amid the collapse of the Roman Empire. What kind of work it might have been still occasionally intrigues scholars. In 1985, Elizabeth Rawson, fellow of Corpus Christi College, Oxford, speculated that it would probably have been in the Hellenistic.